It's no secret that longtime Florida Republican strategist Max Stepanovich does not like Donald Trump. This week, he became the latest GOP official to publicly back Democrat Hillary Clinton for president. Stepanovich shares his thoughts on the state of the Grand Old Party and where it goes after this election. I'm Lynn Hatter. When we first began this interview, Stepanovich had just finished speaking with NPR's Morning Edition. The first thing he said was,
"By the way, I just, in case you didn't notice, I just said something I've actually never said before,
which is
I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton."
I heard that.
It's a statement sure to give Stepanovich's critics fits. He's long been a staple in Republican Party politics in Florida. Stepanovich has been a campaign manager for Jeb Bush. He's lobbied for the sugar industry and advised former Secretary of State Katherine Harris during the 2000 presidential election and Florida recount. Back in May, Stepanovich penned an open letter to Republicans and called Donald Trump, quote, "a bore, a bully, a carnival barker, and an embarrassment." Now, 5 months and two presidential debates later, his opinion of Trump has not improved.
And to think about what gets said now and has no apparent effect is just unbelievable. It's like we've gone through the looking glass.
Stepanovich says he is beginning to wonder how his party will emerge on the other side. More Republicans are withdrawing their support of Trump. Others, like Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, have condemned the candidate's words, but have yet to fully step back from him. And Stepanovich says that kind of teetering is cowardly, and he calls Rubio one of the worst offenders.
Marco's a smart man. He's a young man. He's got plenty of time to grow. But, you know, to see someone stand up and say that Donald Trump is reprehensible for this reason, I disagree with him for that reason, what he said was terrible, what he said was dangerous, but I'm going to vote for him, is just beyond disappointing. It's demoralizing.
Still, he says the party's troubles will not end on Election Day. The divides this presidential election has exposed in both parties will be lasting, but for Republicans, it may be deeper.
There'll have to be a series of elections, 2018, 2020. The Republican Party is going to be different two or three election cycles than it is now. Will it be a center-right party based on conservative principles, which means that the most rabid Trump-type people have been weeded out? I don't know. Will those center-right conservatives leave the Republican Party and become independents or form another party and leave what is the wreckage of the GOP to the rabid Trump types? That's a possibility, too.
Stepanovich does not know the answer to that, but he's certain in his belief that Donald Trump should not be elected.
Think about how dangerous he is. Think about the poison that he could inject into the body politic of America from the vantage point of the Oval Office. He is dangerous.
But it's not up to Stepanovich. That decision will be in the hands of voters. But for many watchers, Election Day, November 8th, can't come soon enough.